Welcome back, guys, to episode number 66, just like the root of the Sweet Science Podcast, with your boy Fat Mouse. What else we got in here?
I'm Cash with a K, not C.
Just to clarify, it is Cash with a K and not a C. I was uploading a video, and you know it does the auto text, and it said Cash with a K, not a C, and it auto wrote Cash with a C, not a K, but it said Cash. And I didn't change it, and he was just called me, "You fat, useless pig, can't get anything." And it's just Cash with a K and not a C. But anyway, I did that.
Listen,
1 minute before it was time to break my fast, I was in a rush. I wanted to upload because it was around about that time. At the same time, I want to eat, so I had to weigh in what was more important: weigh up, obviously eating, innit? So. I ate.
Listen, at the time, I was stressed out.
You was upset, man. You emotional guy.
I can't remember what it was, and I took it out on you, and I'd like to take this time to apologize. To absolutely nobody! The double Cash does whatever that.
Initially, I saw the apology coming, and I was like, wow, he's been really nice.
I'm a good guy. I apologize for calling you fat and pig.
It's fine.
Definitely still useless.
Oink, oink, baby. But yeah, episode 66. It's good to be back. Hi, guys. I'm Fat Mouse. This is Cash with a K, not a C. We've established this already, though. Yeah, man. The weather's getting hot, though, isn't it? It's getting nice.
It's hot, and then it's a bit weird, and then it's hot again.
That's
and it's
very
weird
true.
Again.
Like, I'm baking hot in here, but that's because this is just a little flipping hellhole. And the AC, if we turn it on, everything starts
boxing.
Going around.
Hot boxing with Mike Tyson. Like, it does feel very warm in here. It never used to.
Blood. Do you know what's sweating? Here, my chin. Just below my lip, I got a little puddle.
Why?
Because I'm hot, isn't it?
Why there though?
I don't know.
You just sweat. You don't sweat anywhere except there.
I sweat everywhere, blood. I'm a sweaty fella.
Puddle there.
But it's right here. I could just feel it, innit?
Must be mad. I want to try.
I don't know about that, blood. But yeah, man.
I'm clammy. Always.
You know what? Yeah, that's a very like a normal thing to be. Like, so I'm quite clammy. Someone said, "Ugh, such a nasty word to be clammy."
So this is what I was gonna say. Yeah. It's funny you said that because my whole life I've been.
Clammy.
The outcast.
Oh, is it?
I'm Mr. Clammy.
Yeah.
I've always been seen as the clammy person. It's never been nice.
Just like the frog, like your greasy, I'm clammy, slimy,
bro,
little slug.
I'm not always clammy. So, like, I'm... You're, mashallah, very hygienic.
Thank you, sir. I
feel like
that.
I'm almost at your level.
I'm not going to lie to you, yeah?
I think I'm quite clean.
Yeah, you're a clean
so
guy.
I like creaming, I like oiling, I like 100%. Vaselining, everything. Every crevice of my body gets covered.
Pause. This is the wrong podcast, blood.
But still,
that's your side.
I just need
one,
to get
it?
This out of there because I was thinking about
cash
it.
OF, cash off,
subscribe. And I was having this conversation with some work colleagues, and as I was leaving, going to high five or shake hands.
No way.
No.
You just went and just a fat splash. But it was because, like, someone got punched
because they're as clammy as me.
Wow.
It was perfect.
It was just like, "Can I take you home, girl?"
Yeah.
No way, one of them.
Because they were like, "Not right now."
I was like,
"Don't worry." In my head, I'm thinking, "Yes, there's more people like me out there." Yeah. I was like, "Bro, just feel me. Feel my hand."
Blood. Slow down, man.
Feel my hand.
Yeah.
I'm the same as you. We're the same person.
You became brethren.
And then my other colleague, exact same, but even worse.
Serious.
And it was just, I felt so good in that moment to know that there's more clammy people out there. So if you're clammy, leave a comment down below so I don't feel alone. We can make a group chat and talk
just
about
talk
it.
About our clammy days. Yeah. Do you know my brethren? He's got, so you've probably got this thing as well, but his one is quite bad. It's called hyperhidrosis, yeah? Mm. And shout out Hanny. And he gets it on his nose and he gets it in his palms the most. Anytime he's about to say, well, he'll do that. Well, go on. And he keep doing it. Blood, God, I'm stressing. And the more he stresses, the wetter his hands get, innit? He's just got watery gloves on, innit? It's mad, but everyone's different, innit? I mean, I'm just a sweaters. I sweat.
Oh, it's good to know. My hands get clammy. Your chin gets clammy.
Yeah, for real. Blood, if I take off my hat, all of a sudden, just floodgates.
It's crazy.
Mad, innit?
It's crazy.
Just sat there hiding, sat still. And as soon as I let it out, they just grow and it doesn't stop.
It's like, you know, when you're boiling something.
Yeah.
And
it's
it
just
gets
tipping
to the
over
tip,
the edge. Yeah.
And you take off the lid.
That's exactly it, man.
Volcanic eruption.
Volkanovsky. But,
so stupid. I don't know where we.
Brains are mad, innit? It's a very interesting thing. But yeah, I was going to say this when you said you talk. I thought you, when you said you were talking to your colleagues, I thought you were going to say you're talking about hygiene. do not open up the subject of hygiene around colleagues. You know why? You will realize how filthy they are. So many people, oh, do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, what? You brush your tongue? What do you need to do that for? I say you brush your teeth anyway.
I know a guy.
That's crazy.
I know a guy who's called Brush Your Tongue.
He's a good guy.
He seems very clean.
Check him out on Instagram. He's not very active on it, but he's definitely there.
Check him out. Check him off.
Or like, oh no, I showered already this week. I'm not going to shower again. What are you on about?
But they don't clean their bums. I'm sorry, but they don't put water. If you don't wash, like Kevin Samuel said, and he was a good guy. Yeah, you've got to scrub in there, bro. You have to scrub your cheeks.
This has become the hygiene podcast, but I could talk about this for.
Welcome to the Sweet Science Hygiene. No, but yeah, you are very, very, and it's good because you never stink.
Swear down.
Never.
I take pride in that.
It could be 6 a.m. or 6 p.m.
Thank you, sir. Make a difference. Thank you, sir.
But just, you know what I'm saying? Thanks. You know when people got a morning stench?
That's disgusting.
You don't have that.
Thanks a lot, blood. Thank you.
You're a good person, and I appreciate it. And I'm going to take back everything I said earlier on the pod.
So he is sorry, after all. All right, boom, man. I appreciate that, blood.
You're the CMF. You're the cleanest.
MFR. That's good, man. Hygiene is good. You know what I've stopped doing, though? Moisturizing my hands as much. And it's a trade-off because I get dry knuckles, but when I moisturize my hand, anything I touch now, that dirt transfers onto my sticky, not sticky hand, but you get
I started to get dry hands as well, but there's no point in it because I used to cream my hands a lot. Yeah. No point anymore because I wash my hands all the time now.
I'm saying, if I have like a little something in the card and whatever, man, but it's just long, it's long. So yeah, the hands don't get moisturized, but everything else does. Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Every crevice, as you put it, you filth bag. But I do cream my cheeks, I'm not going to lie. Gucci area, everything. All right, boom. Let's talk about the important stuff, the less important stuff, because hygiene is obviously the most important.
Hygiene is one.
Boy, this weekend was...
Wow.
There was a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah, Saturday night.
Every country, every hour of the day, there was just something going on. And for that reason, definitely we'll just stick to the really important ones because otherwise we'll be here all day and it'll be like a
documentary. It'll be a 17-hour pod.
That's mad.
But yeah, Saturday night, as Mar said, was insane.
Yeah.
And nowhere else better to kick it off than the fight of the year. Arguably the biggest fight of the past couple of years. I can't think of anything recent that's bigger.
To make, yes. But how it went down... Definitely not.
Of course not. No.
Okay, I thought you should, because you said fight of the year. I thought you were trying to say, yeah, let's
Oh, no. When I say fight of the year, definitely. The
most anticipated fight.
Yes, correct. Fight of the year in terms of anticipation,
years.
Yes.
Easily 5 years, maybe.
We had two young, undefeated fighters going at it. We had Javonte Tank Davis meeting King Ryan Garcia at the 136-pound catchweight 12-round match. Bro, I'll be honest with you, the build up, the anticipation was through the roof. I was so excited. We could stop 100% talking about every day.
So many little things that I liked, you know, even when they're like at the little press conferences and they're doing it face to face, and Javonte get through that little cat hook as a joke, and then Ryan slipped it. I was like, yo, it was actually slow. The hook was slow, the reactions were slow, but it was just these things built up. I was like, this is how it's going to be in the ring, innit? Yeah. There was that. There was the little push, the shove, you know, the whole B-hop thing. Everything was built up fantastically. Dissing each other's swag. I don't know what Tank was wearing sometimes, man. Each to their own, innit? But
you know, I like what he's wearing.
His handbag.
Everything. You know, but I'm like that.
Guys, we're going to get him a handbag. We're going to start, not an OnlyFans, but it's good. We're going to start a GoFundMe to buy him a handbag so he could look like Tank.
The handbag's not that bad. Because it's not like a handbag. It's more like a...
Blood. No, it's not like my thing. It was a handbag, bro. It was a purse, as they call it.
Was it really?
100%. 100%. Actually? Yeah, I believe it was for Gag. It was actually a woman's thing.
What they called a satchel, not a satchel.
It wasn't eaten, none of them. It was a handbag, bro. You know what? We'll pull it up and we'll show it on the thing now. All right? Let's try and remember to do that. But the build-up was brilliant. I was excited for the fight. I was legitimately excited for it and I enjoyed it. Yo.
I watched it again yesterday.
Yeah, I haven't watched it again yet.
And... just in terms of the feeling,
yeah,
I haven't had a big fight feel since a Mayweather fight. Since a legitimate Mayweather fight.
Yeah,
forget like his exhibitions and all that.
Nah, none of
since Mayweather-McGregor, since one of these legitimate, like even Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, these fights, since them, I haven't had anything like that. Because, you know, like in Vegas, especially when it's like, when it used to be Mandalay Bay or MGM Grand, yeah? You know when all the celebs used to come out?
Yeah.
And they show all the celebs and they've got Mike and they've got Mark Wahlberg and they've got P. Diddy.
This is what they had this time around.
They had that again and it just gives you a weird, like, you're like, bro, everybody's there to watch it. Yes. This is going to be big.
100%.
And it, in terms of hype and anticipation and whatnot, it built, it and the build up, it lived up to what I expected. The show was mad. The spectacle was crazy. The walkouts were amazing.
I thought the walkouts weren't amazing.
I enjoyed them, bro. It was too,
I enjoyed them, but the reason I loved it, straight to the point,
it was two opposite walkouts.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It was Ryan coming out and being
just
that,
just ready in it.
That he, you know, he's showing his faith and, you know, having his hands out and doing all of that.
No, it's like the, so is the, no, but hold on.
Two opposite spectacles.
He was doing this. That's a Muslim thing.
He's Muslim.
I thought he's like, I didn't associate that with his faith. I thought he was just like, yo, like spare pound, please. I don't know. I didn't realize it was a spiritual thing.
Yeah, it was more that.
Okay, all right, fair
and
enough.
And Ryan, then. And then that's all nice, and everyone's in a calm, mellow mood, and it's like, oh, he's so sweet. And then Giovanni comes out of Chief Keith, bro. That is mad.
It was.
I thought he was in prison.
It was. Oh, is it?
I thought he was still in the bin.
I don't even know who's in bin.
I don't even know.
If I saw his face, I wouldn't know.
It might have been a doppelganger.
Might have been.
Shout out Nate Diaz, Logan Paul's doppelganger. I don't know if that was real or not.
I don't know what. I saw that whole kerfuffle. I don't know what was going on. But the walkouts, I found them a little bit just basic, innit? Like, if you're going to make a spectacle of the walkout, make a spectacle of it. But it's cool. I'm not a big fan of these big walkouts anyway. So it definitely had a big fight feel, wasn't it? And it was like, I would love to have been in the arena.
Really, 100%. Shout out to both men, by the way, because
100%.
We spoke about it.
Yeah.
I made a post on the Sweet Science Media on our Instagram page.
We have an Instagram, by the way, and a TikTok and
everything else.
Twitter and all these things. And they're all about the same. And actually, you can find them in the description below. And once you're going down to read in the description where we can be found, you might as well hit the subscribe button and the like button and the share button. Oh, there you go. He's broken the mic. Bite the mic. And the share button, and just share it with just one person. If each of you share it with one person, we'll have 10 views. You get me?
But back to what I was saying about the post on the gram.
Yeah.
It was to explain the importance of this fight and how meaningful it is.
Yes.
It's very difficult in the current climate of fights to not give it what it deserves.
100%.
Because it's really annoying, but okay, MMA will never be as big as boxing. It just won't. They need another 100 years and boxing to not be around for 100 years for it to catch up. No. It won't. It's just, it's at that point now. Boxing is instilled.
I'm glad you got that one, because I hate.
No, I'm saying both.
Okay.
I wanted to say installed and instilled.
All right.
Because it's been ingrained. Yeah, exactly. But it's all of them. I'm trying to say it's that much.
Okay.
It's history. Do you know what I'm saying?
100% is history. 100%.
But the only difference is now is like we get to see the best fights constantly every week in MMA.
This is why it's growing rapidly. Man.
And if boxing did that, there would be no comparison.
And we really only cover, you have to understand this, we only cover the UFC really and truly.
As of more
if
recent,
we were to cover
anyway.
Everything, yeah. If we were to cover everything like fully, like I'm talking about what we really dig into, you know? Obviously there's the PFL, there's Bellator. We don't even really mention one, even though there's huge names there. Imagine we were to cover all of that. It's arguably bigger. But it's not yet. It will be bigger than boxing.
I think it's bigger in terms of maybe the amount of eyeballs on it currently. But in terms of the rich history of the sport.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I know it always comes down to money.
Yes.
But the purses just tell you exactly what it is. The money is in boxing. Yeah. The money is in boxing.
True. That's very true.
That's the TV, the tickets, the arenas, the sponsorships, everything is in boxing. And it's a lot more free. There's more freedom. You're not tied down to a certain promotion for life. You're not tied down to certain sponsors.
Instead of being tied down and having contracts, it's more like, it's not contract issues, it's politics issues.
But
it's the same kind of problem that we have, though, isn't it?
But that's the catch, though, isn't it? It's because they're not tied down to it, they've got no choice but to fight within their pool. So they have to fight each other constantly.
Okay, so Fury Usyk, for example, because I'm opposing what you're saying, and I'll tell you why I'm opposing. I'm not just trying to go against what you're saying, because I agree with you. But then I'm just saying, it's like almost a devil's advocate thing, right? Sorry to cut you off.
No.
You've got Dana White who's saying, you're going to fight who I tell you to fight. You have very little say, but you have a say. If you want to do it, you can duck, but you're just expected to show up 2-3 times a year. Mm-hmm. That's it. Leon's like, I'm the champion now, for example, Leon Edwards, the champion now. I get to call the shots. I get to say who I'm going to fight. Well, no, you don't, because who's he fighting? The guy that he said, I will not fight, categorically won't fight yet. He doesn't deserve it. He's fighting him now. He's forced to do it. Whereas you got Tyson saying, oh, he's a bum, I'll fight him. He did everything in his power to put Usyk off taking the fight. And then in the end, he's the one who pulled out, really and truly. So you give them too much power, they abuse it. You give them too little, you get what you want.
No, no, but this is what I'm saying.
I'm all about tyranny.
Dictator. Yeah. Listen, no, but this is what I'm saying, though. This is why what you just said, I agree with. I'm not opposing it. I'm saying, that's the catch, though, isn't it? Is if you want the freedom and be free and make the big money, then us as fans are going to suffer because we're not going to get those fights.
But you're still going to. It's true. It's true. And there's so much there's so much money in your fights that you can afford to duck 2-3 years of fighting and still be decent.
That's the crazy thing. And that's what brings me back to the point of having these two guys. Hats off to them, because it's crazy. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen anymore. You don't get it, especially when I say young in their careers. Yeah, they're 20 odd fights in and they're established names. But you don't see these fights usually until they're in their 30s or mid 30s once they've maybe suffered a loss or two. It's very rare to get two young, unbeaten guys. They could arguably still go that way for another 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And make more money. Yeah. Be even bigger than they are now, and come together.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And it was, again, like I hate that somebody's O's got to go, obviously, but this one, somebody's O had to go. Do you get it? In the sense that it's not a padded record. Neither of them had padded records. I don't think either one did, and I'm not saying they did. But when you go into that, you know that if it's a normal, like if there are no outside influences, the best man will win, innit? Do you see what I'm trying to say? And I know I called it wrong when I... Do you want to give it away or should we not mention who won just yet?
No, we can. Let's do it.
I predicted that Ryan Garcia would win, right? And I put it down to his speed and I put it down to his... his speed. Yeah? Now... Someone commented, oh, but there's a lot more to boxing than speed. You're right, but speed kills and it's the punches that you don't see. And I always say this because I know firsthand that it is the punches that you do not see that really have an effect on you. And in fact, it's what we saw when the fight ended. It's the punches that he didn't see. He was in the middle of a hook, I believe, and he got countered to the body, yeah, right in the kidney, and he didn't see it. He wasn't bracing himself for it. He wasn't ready for it, and he could not move. This is Ryan Garcia. He firmed it for 5 seconds and his body said, absolutely not. Absolutely, I will not accept this. And he took a knee. Yeah? So I was going to give the fight. I was giving the fight to Ryan based on his speed. And I'll put my hands up and say, you know what I did though? I underestimated not two things, one thing. Davis's speed, along with the accuracy and his IQ. I didn't underestimate those, but I just thought that Ryan, the faster puncher, the quicker puncher, might just, and I like a little fairy tale ending, isn't it? Might just be able to be too fast for him. But he wasn't, man. He wasn't.
No, it's, and listen, you're not the only guy that had that opinion.
Yeah.
A lot of people, and one of the greatest minds in the game, and someone we watch and listen to a lot, Paulie Malignaggi, said the same thing. He said it was back and forth. And he said in the end, he went for Ryan.
Yeah.
He said he went for Ryan in the end and he got it wrong. So obviously, if you don't know the result, where were you? You're living under a rock. Javonte Tank Davis stopped Ryan Garcia, KO'd him with a body shot in round 7, and walked away with bragging rights. Dropped him in round 2. And
that's where it started to go downhill.
Yeah. So I was going to say that as well. So it kind of went in the fashion. Ryan came out and was very confident early on. First round, I thought it was a perfect fight from him.
Yeah.
And I said this to you, and I understand the TMT fighters or the guys that come from the Mayweather gym or around that like to download data. They usually start slower.
Yeah.
It's fine. Especially when you know you're that good, you can lose the first couple of rounds, download that data, and then come back and win everything else.
Yeah.
And Javonte does that. He's a notoriously slow starter. It's fine. This one for me, and I'm a big Tank fan, and I had Tank winning the fight.
Yeah.
I looked at Mouse and I was like, he looks uncomfortable. He looks very nervous. He looks very cautious of what's coming his way. You didn't see it that you didn't really.
I did because I smiles. I read his smiles as nerves. It's not always the case, but I did read it as nerves. And he's smiling in the ring as he's moving around. And for me, that's his mask. That's his facade. And I mentioned it, but you obviously weren't listening to me. I mentioned it when we were watching. I said, look at the way he's smiling. He's not comfortable. He's trying to put up like a facade.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, fine. No, I thought
it wasn't at the beginning. No, the walkout and all of that. And the beginning of the first round, I thought, you know what? They're equally.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's where it was. Afterwards, you mentioned that. I remember you mentioning that later on.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it was the first round. Yeah. It was the first round where I noticed. I was like, he's on the back foot. I can't even remember what punches he threw in the first round. Barely none.
Yeah.
And that is the sign of someone who is very nervous about getting countered.
Yeah.
And it comes down to that speed that kills, like you said. Yeah. Because naturally, even if you're a slow starter, you're going to try and throw some punches to build a bit of momentum going into 2, 3, 4, and to find your timing.
True. Yeah.
He was not throwing at all.
Yeah. You can throw a weight around, but you don't want to go in there and just do nothing. Because when you're downloading data, the data has to show what you do versus what he does. And actually, he did. Because he teased out Ryan's left hook several times with his jab. He teased Ryan's counter hook and he countered Ryan's counter. I don't know if you clocked this, but that's how he got the knockdown, the first knockdown in round 2.
But that's what you said when you talked about IQ.
Mate, yes. Yes.
It's about time now. And I mean, you'd be crazy to think that this guy is not elite. What he does in there, he's not just a mini Mike Tyson. He's not just a power puncher. He has got the complete package. He's good at everything. He's powerful. Yeah. He's fast. He's got IQ and he moves well. The criticism was maybe his defense is a bit lacking and he gets hit too much. I don't think so. I don't think he gets hit that much. Yeah, he's marked up sometimes and whatnot, but you got to remember he goes in there and sometimes he wants to brawl. He wants to have a bit of a clash and he likes to throw his shots. Yeah. So, you know, but he's never really in positions to be stung or really hurt. You know, have you really ever seen it? Maybe against Isaac Cruz, against Pitbull Cruz, where he got stung a little bit. But really and truly, Javonte he's never really hurt. He's always in the right place. His footwork is perfect. His head movement is great.
Yeah.
He's so fundamentally sound. And then on top of that, he's got the confidence.
Yeah.
And that little bit of arrogance, which makes him so much better than these guys.
It's true.
He knows.
Yeah. It's true.
I'm going to get you eventually.
And actually, he's not as... Like, Ryan was louder coming into this fight. He was louder, you know? Tank was just saying, what have you got? It's like, literally, his voice was quieter. But that's what volumes, because it's true. Even when he was talking about what you got, all you got is the left hook. All you got is the left hook. He knew that. All he had was literally the left hook. He had a little bit more, but really and truly, the staple of his arsenal was going to be that left hook, which he negated. And he was ready for it.
Tank's always like that, though.
Yeah.
Tank is, in the beginning of his career, we used to say it a lot. A lot of people said it. We noticed it as well. He wasn't comfortable talking. He didn't like speaking.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And that was because, you know, he's not that type of guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? He wasn't the most educated and whatnot. And he, you know, circumstances and whatnot. Some kids are like that, innit?
He always said he was a quiet guy just because of his surroundings, his environment and his upbringing.
But you can see that it's made him so much better to be like that.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I see comments, that silly comments like, oh, he's talking in CTE and stuff. It's hilarious, but it's so stupid. Yeah, yeah. Like,
he's been like that from the very beginning.
He's been like that from the beginning.
It's just how he speaks. Yeah. It's just how he speaks. He chooses words. He's not really... He's not eloquent, but...
But he's smart, like you said. He's intelligent. 100%, 100%. He knows what is going on. Yeah. He knows how to get in your head.
Yeah.
And he plays the game very, very well.
Yeah.
The whole thing with him and Ryan, there was no bad blood. Mm-hmm. There was no beef. Mm-hmm. But like you said, Ryan was the louder one. Javonte is always quiet, but Javonte knows what to say and how to say it at the right time to kind of tick you off.
Yeah.
To get you going a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But he does it for Bantz. You've seen him normally outside the ring. He's a jokes. Yeah, he's a normal, funny guy. He's quite chilled out. He's just a relaxed guy. All the videos I've seen from him out of... I've never heard anyone say anything bad about him. I've seen him make videos with fans and stuff. They all love him. He's such a nice guy.
Yep.
So this whole persona and, you know, he gets a bit of stick because he's... He might say, oh, he doesn't talk well or, you know, he thinks he's a bad man. He's a wannabe gangster, all this stuff. But really and truly, he's just a quiet guy who's had a hard upbringing.
Yeah.
And he's just turned into an absolute killer. So, you know, he deserves his respect.
100%.
And he looks pretty unstoppable right now.
He looked good, man. He looked good. I can't say he looked unstoppable. And round two, before the knockdown, Ryan showed, you know, or he had, sorry, quite a bit of success. My chair keeps falling down, you know that. I'm either that heavy that the flipping, not mnemonics, what they called? Hydraulics can't keep me up, or this chair's dodgy. I keep slipping down. Ryan had success when he led with his jab, when he followed up with punches after the jab. And then Tank, like you said, he doesn't actually absorb as many punches as it seemed. A lot of Ryan's punches would be missed. But there was pressure. And Tank, although it was only round two, and like you said, he's collecting data, he's feeling the pressure, and it's giving Ryan confidence for him to push more and more until the counter that knocked him down, and he thought, damn, I can't let this happen, because that one must have obviously stung him, number one. Number two, keep doing that, I'll keep losing rounds, even if I'm not hurt, but they're flash knockdowns and they're coming off a counter. They're going to hurt me to an extent, but maybe I can get, but I'm just going to keep losing rounds. So then he showed up and he didn't really throw many punches, and he was just trying to move around and start. He was doing a little start step there, which I like, but it wasn't... He became gun shy. Do you get it? He was reluctant to throw because he didn't want to get countered. And that is what the IQ versus the, you know, what I thought was the speed and whatnot. It's just, I can deal with your speed. You might be faster than me. I can't improve that massively, but what I can do is use that to my advantage. Work out how to negate it.
I may sound crazy in this, but I think if we strip away the hype behind Ryan Garcia, honestly, the hype, he hasn't done anything in his career so far to suggest that he could defeat someone at the level of Tank Davis.
You're a hater, but I get what you're saying.
I'm not hating at all. How is that making me hate? I'm not a hater at all. What I'm trying to say is if Ryan didn't have the hype he had, he would be another Rolando Romero.
Nah, man. Nah.
He would be another Isaac Cruz, an undefeated, solid fighter.
Okay.
Yes or no?
He isn't. Well, he was up until yesterday.
But he's Ryan Garcia, so it makes it seem
he's Ryan
like
Garcia, who is... Yes, okay, so you're trying to say he's an internet sensation as well as this. Okay, cool. But he's
And that's what blew up this smoke to make everyone believe he really had a chance when he didn't.
I might have got a little bit.
Don't get twisted, bro. There was times in All Access where I was like, "Raw, this guy's sucking me," and I'm believing.
Yeah.
Pause.
Off.
And I get it.
Yeah.
And I understand it, but I'm just trying to say, maybe I'm playing devil's advocate again.
Yeah.
But you know, if we strip away the hype. Oh my God, he's got the speed, and Joe goes in saying he's the most special talent in 51 years and all this stuff.
Anyone can say that, man.
What had he done before that point except beat Luke Campbell and, you know, Javier Fortuna, really, you know, like, let me pull up his resume one second. Let me pull up his resume one second.
It's also how, innit?
Yeah, but
also how. How does he deal with a knockdown? How does he deal with adversity, how does he push through? Because everyone said he's not been tested.
I rate him. I like him. I think he's going to be a superstar. Well, he is a superstar, but I think he will come back and be better. I like his attributes. I think he's got everything he needs. He's just too raw. That's what I'm trying to say. He's still too raw. And when I say, what had he done before that? Look, Javier Fortuna, Emmanuel Tago, Luke Campbell, Francisco Fonseca.
Yeah. Fonseca's,
You know? Yeah. Really? Okay. Ghost punches make it fantastic. Superb. That's what made it even more like, bro, if this guy catches, even I was like, bro, imagine he catches with that left.
Do you know, with really good fighters, sometimes if you face a lesser opponent, you look worse. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Because you're kind of matching energy. I think Ryan's the opposite. When he's got a lesser opponent, he shines because you can really show his skills, which is a good thing. But when you're with somebody who's actually superior, and I'm going to say, I have to say, Tank is and was, or wasn't is, superior to Ryan Garcia.
He said it.
Next month or in a year, ends pretty much the same way.
He said it in the post fight. He said, I'm not paraphrasing here. I'm sorry, I am paraphrasing here. He said something along the lines of like, once I kind of figured it out, I realized he wasn't on the same level as me. And he wasn't. And it's no harm. This is why I rate Ryan Garcia, because he took that step. Yeah. Other guys in that division and other guys in boxing who have that kind of fame will not take that risk.
The money spoke, innit?
It doesn't matter, though.
Because he knows. If I'm going to
lose... Listen. He would have made more money carrying on fighting undefeated.
He's not going to make more money carrying
on fighting. No, but he could have... I'm saying down the line, he could have fought Gervonta in 3 years, built up his record even more, been like double champ. You know what I'm saying? And had a better chance. That's... he took it now.
Okay, yeah.
That's why I rate him for taking it. But, you know, a lot of people believed the hype. He hadn't done enough. Tank has been in wars. He has knocked out some dangerous people.
100%.
And he's been at the top of the game for a long time now.
Yeah, you're right.
And, you know, everyone's susceptible to it. It happens to everyone, bro. Sometimes the hype can get you. And there's nothing wrong with it. Ryan deserves it. He's done everything he's needed to do. He's knocked people out. It's not his fault that he's young, good looking, and he's got this, you know, he's got, you know, I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
You know, he's marketable. He makes money. He's a cash cow.
Yeah.
It's not his fault. What are you going to do? All right, let me not talk and, you know, be butters and not get a train. You know what I mean? Make myself look worse and come out of shape.
There's
nothing you can do about it. Yeah,
exactly.
And I just think, you know, it was too soon for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, Maybe Oscar and Golden Boy kind of forced him into it because it's a cash cow and it's a money grab. Where were they?
Yeah.
Where were they? That's your coach.
But that's really mad.
Your trainer, your promoter, your advisor, everyone close, and the big ones.
Your support system, innit?
Not some any next random youth from Golden Boy that is some waterman and water bottle holder and whatnot, whoever you've got there. Where's Oscar? You were there throughout the whole promotion.
It's true.
You were there to set Ryan's gonna win and Ryan's gonna be fantastic. Bernard putting his hands on Gervonta. You were there then, mate. Yeah. Where were you in the toughest moment of his career? Where was Joe Goosen? Special talent, 51 years, blah blah blah. Where were you, Danny Zuko? Grease
for
Lightning?
Me, for me, yeah.
Double denim wearing.
Well, no, but like, Joe Goosen should have been there at the very least. Forget De La Hoya.
Bro, that one hurt me the most. That one hurt me the most is Joe.
That's your trainer. There's a relationship there.
You know what I'm saying? You've trained him for a very long time, you've been with him and you've been in the game for a long time. Someone of your experience and knowledge, you're the fatherly figure there. You're meant to be there. Yeah, his pops was there. His dad was there. Shout him out.
He has to be.
But of course, that's family. They're going to be there regardless. Bro, come on, man.
That's crazy.
So it leads me to believe the rumors of... and all this talk, we know Oscar's a clown, yeah? We know Oscar's not right in the head, like
he's
said.
A phony.
And, you know, maybe what Canelo was saying about these guys is true. What Canelo said about these guys is kind of makes sense now.
Yeah.
Why they don't see eye to eye anymore, why they have this little beef, you know? Oscar's like, what, he's 50, 60? How old is he? 50?
He's old, man. He's an old guy, bro.
He talks about comebacks, and he's got ab implants. And
are they actually implants? Mm.
He's just not normal. And each to their own, innit, bro? Like, it doesn't matter, innit?
Yeah, no, but whatever. When you have a responsibility, you have a responsibility.
No, I'm talking about ab implants. Oh yeah, like that. Like whatever you do out of your personal time, I don't
care. Work for them or be like me and just show off the thing.
But you know, realistically, you've got to be there.
Yes.
You know, it decreases your brand as well. You look like an absolute dickhead.
Yeah.
Sorry, pardon my French. You do though.
You speak French?
Yeah, pas le français.
Ah.
Vous voulez danser?
Disappointed, of course.
Of course. LeBron James. LeBron James.
LeBron. Anyway, but yeah, man, it was disappointing. It was it was disappointed that they didn't show up. I don't understand why that was the case. And if they just left him for dead, that is really nasty. And he does need to start thinking about what's best for him.
We forget. Yeah, he's got all these millions of followers. Mm. He's got this fame and this fortune and money and whatnot. He's still 24 years old, bro. He's a baby in the game, bro. He's a baby in the game. So there are moments. They're not perfect in the media, these, like, you know what I mean? He's still 24, so, like, you know, there's moments afterwards where he's kind of hinting out excuses, but not, and that's when you kind of need that guy there. So
it's true.
Tranquilo, don't mention that right now.
AJ is experienced in front of the media, and when he had his little meltdown, he was saying things that he needed his promoter and his support system to kind of dampen it a little bit, you know?
Not even dampen, they needed someone to take the mic off him.
Yeah, but you do that and it seems worse, innit?
It needed it. He made it. I mean, right. It is what it is. You come back
it's,
from
it's
it.
Forgotten
you
know?
Yeah, it's forgotten now. But it's in the moment, and it's like that's when you need someone there. Your promoter, your trainer, your support system. Yeah, like you said, to just do something.
Yeah.
Cut the champ's mic off. Cut the champ's mic off. Well, who am I then? That was too funny. You know, they needed that. Steven Espinosa should have been there.
Should have been a weasel.
He would have been a weasel. But yeah, you know, again. Wasn't the fight we wanted.
You blatantly said it. It was a disappointment. It was...
I know. I said it was anticlimactic, yeah. Not disappointment. I enjoyed it. It was a chess match-ish.
It wasn't a chess match.
But it was, like you said, after the second round knockdown...
It wasn't chess after that.
It was done.
Bullying, yeah.
It was finished. The fight finished because all the momentum, all the confidence, all that adrenaline went out the window.
Yeah.
And... it was just more so of when, not if,
yes,
Ryan was going to lose.
It was an F around and find out moment, innit? F around, throw these combos, find out. You got floored and then you lost all that mojo that you had. Do you get it?
And that's the double-edged sword about boxing. It's you follow your game plan.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, your game plan is to come stick and move and jab him and work, work him and keep him. Because Javante doesn't like to fight on the outside.
Yeah.
He's an inside fighter. He wants to be close at range. He's a smaller guy. He doesn't like fighting on the outside. You've seen it. He's uncomfortable when he's on the outside. He moves well, but he's not comfortable.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's what Ryan did really well. He was pressuring him. Yes. He was following. He reminded me of Gennady Golovkin in those moments, bro. The way he was walking him down.
He was controlling that.
And he was controlling 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%. That first round was beautiful from what he did. He very, very much neutralized everything Tank could have done in that first round. Yes, I understand.
Second round was good.
Up until the knockdown.
But that's what I'm saying, knocked his confidence a lot.
But that's the problem.
He started to pick up again.
He did a little bit.
But he was not willing to throw it all in. And he should have because it's a lose-lose situation.
That's the double-edged sword there. Because it's, if I do that, like you said, I could get
knocked out cold. But if I don't do that, I'm losing.
Exactly.
So I have to see.
So it's...
It is taking stock.
It's the risk. It's risk and reward. You got to weigh up and see what makes more sense. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, you took the knee and you quit.
No, that's not very fair.
He said no mass.
He didn't though. This is what I'm saying.
He didn't say it. He said it in his head. He quit.
Listen. This can be debated forever because we will never know what was going through his mind. Yeah. Okay. That body shot there, liver or kidney, whatever it is. Yeah. I'm not a flipping biologist, bruv. Was it kidney?
Liver quiver.
There you go. The liver shot, yeah?
Liver king.
Got him. He tried to mask it and he tried to firm it. Like I said earlier as well, his body just said, no. Hold on a minute, big man. Big fella. You need a moment. Took a moment. His mind is fine. He's not dazed. He's not... who was it with Costa Zude? Ah, who was such a bait.
Zab Judah,
thank you. He's not Zab Judah. Where he's trying to get up and his mind's not letting him, his body is not allowing him to do it. He's like, whoa, you just experienced punishment. We're not going to let your legs work. Yeah? But he's nodding. He's with it. His mind is fine.
That's why I don't agree with
I'm going to get up. I'm going to come. He got up at 7, 8, nodding, 9. And then I'm thinking,
miraculously,
okay, he's just waiting until 9,
no,
he's going to stand up.
Don't.
I think his body his brain
So his body shut down up until 10 seconds. So when it got to 10, magically, when the fight's
I'm
done and
now.
He can't take any punishment, let me pop back up. It doesn't work like that.
Listen,
quit.
You know fight or flight? Yeah?
Okay,
your
so
body.
Okay. So he was in flight for 10 seconds and he was in fight when the fight was over. So he got up at 10.
No, what I'm saying is
why didn't he not get up?
His body did not let, I believe in it, did not let him. We've just experienced it's a shutdown.
Okay, so his body shut down for 10 seconds.
Yes, because
and
saying,
on the 10,
why,
as soon
why,
as the ref said
why,
10, he
why,
got up.
Why? Because he knows the fight has ended now. So there's no threat.
So his body magically saw the referee.
Of course,
in front
his body knows
the body. So,
no.
So his leg said, yo, the ref said 10, get up.
Hey,
Javon,
we good now.
No, it doesn't make sense.
No,
he quit.
It makes perfect sense.
It doesn't.
Because there's no longer a threat of him getting battered, I'll let you work again. Did you get it?
No, it doesn't work like that.
Are you a biologist?
I am a biologist.
Same.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work like that. It can't.
Listen, it's mental.
I know what you're
mental.
Saying.
There's a degree. Maybe
bro,
there's a
if
a,
you
a
want
level.
To get up, you will get up. I've seen guys hurt with worse body shots, bro. Get up.
Okay. Let me give you a body shot and see if...
I'm not fighting for a world title in 2 years.
I know.
I'm not making $10 million. I'm not fighting for my legacy.
I know.
If I
but his body doesn't think I'm fighting for a legacy.
Well, your
his
brain does. What's the strongest part of your body? The mind,
no? Your bum cheeks. We know that's the strongest muscle.
No.
It's not anyway.
Bring David Goggins in. Bring David Goggins in right now. Well, David Goggins was on my side. David Goggins would have ate 10 of them body shots and got up.
Okay.
I got to do it. It doesn't sound like that, but it doesn't sound like Bugs Bunny.
What's up, dog?
No, not Bugs Bunny. Who's the other one? I just sounded like that.
I don't know who you're talking about, man.
The pig. Was it the pig that sounds like that?
Winky.
Winky? What?
I don't know his
name. No, listen. I know you really like Ryan, yeah?
No.
And you want to give him his credit. I give him credit for taking the fight. I think he's a good fighter. I want to see him succeed. I think he's great.
Yeah.
He quit. Bro, you have to understand. Look at it. We're not fighters. We ex-fighters. We were former world champions.
Sir, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Another place.
Nice.
But listen.
That's very kind.
Before the comments come. Where you fought?
Shut up, man.
We will wrap you, bro.
See these little pillow fists, blood.
No, let's get serious for a second, yeah? Because I need to make this point before it flies out of my head. Fight or flight. It's gone. No, it hasn't. It's still there. It's gone.
What is it, man?
1 second. It's back. So, we're not fighting for that. So it's easy for us to say, yeah, he's paralyzed and whatnot. Bro, these guys get hit for a living. I'm not saying it's an excuse or but your fight, you gave it the talk, you know? Mm-hmm. It's going to be so brutal. Shout out all the followers on TikTok for that, for liking that video of Ryan Garcia. You know, the knockout's going to be so brutal. He's going to be embarrassed.
Yeah, okay.
Bro, your pride is on the line for that. Then two, your family's there. Three, you're fighting for your life. You're undefeated. You
legacy,
want that record. Legacy.
That, everything,
all that. This is the guy you've been calling out for 2 years. You've gone on Mike Tyson's podcast a million times talking about how you're going to beat him. I'm the man to beat him. You know, you believe in your faith and this. You've got the strength and all this stuff.
Yep.
First real tough adversity in that fight. Knockdown was one, but it wasn't tough. He wasn't hurt. He wasn't stung.
What are you talking about, bro?
He gave up.
It's not.
Okay,
adversity.
Okay.
If he was smothered and then he couldn't.
Why did he not get up and then take another 10 count?
This is the whole point.
Why did he get up and not fight until
his body
he got slipped? I don't believe that.
Listen to me.
What do you mean his body didn't let him?
He wasn't
Why?
Even getting bullied that round.
Why did his body not let him?
I've been explaining, blood.
He could get up from a body shot.
I beg you, somebody. Offer to come and bang him in his kidney.
I've been winded, bro. I've been winded. I've been hit in the liver. I know what it's like.
Blood.
But you can still stand up before 10, bro.
Dehydrated.
You can stand up before 10.
Smaller than you've been in a long time.
Okay, so that's the excuse.
He had the weight of 136.
It comes back to excuses then. That's what it is.
It's not about excuses.
But that's what it comes back to. That's what you're saying.
Shut up and listen.
No, but that's what you're saying. You're basically going to the rehydration clause.
I'm not talking about a clause. I'm saying you're dehydrated.
I don't believe that. I feel if you want to win, you want to be the champ, you want to be the best fighter, there's no title on the line. But in retrospect, you want to be the man, you got to get up. He got up at 10. Why did he not get up at 9.5?
It's mental.
Why did he not get
it's
up?
It's mental.
Okay, so why it's did he not? Why is he not mentally strong enough to get up at 9.5?
It's not that. Oh my blood. I understand what you're saying.
You don't.
And I'm all for going out on your show. You don't understand what I'm saying.
I do.
Give my space.
I get it. I get what you're saying. I understand it. He knew after that 10 seconds, I can't get slept. I can't
it's
get
not
hurt.
Him. It's not about him.
His body understands it. Yeah, his body understands it.
Okay, shit. It's over. There's it's no like, more punishment coming.
That's fine.
That's it.
I get it.
Yes, maybe he needed a little bit more fortitude and a little bit more strength, mental strength. But you can't knock him for not being able to. Anyone who gets knocked out is giving up unless they're sleeping.
It's true.
No, that's not how it works.
But
man.
He got up at 10. I've seen guys with body shots not get up at 10.
Yeah, because he in the moment, they're thinking, yeah, I need to save face and say I couldn't get up.
See, but
he doesn't realise. He's not thinking like that. He's in the moment.
But you're saying that they're saving face.
So are you.
Yeah, but,
so are you.
Yeah, but I'm saying it from a perspective of actual.
You're just saying by plain sight, this is what I
saw. He should have got up before that.
All right, cool.
Henry Cejudo said it himself.
He couldn't know.
Henry Cejudo's a fighter. He's triple C.
Triple C.
He said, why did he not get up and take another 10 count? Take 2 10 counts. 3 10 counts. But you go up at 10, you walk to your corner, looked at Joe Goose, and I fucked off.
You getting angry now?
I'm not getting angry. I'm trying to get... You I want to be famous.
But he tried...
To do what? To go home early, get a paycheck.
Basically,
what it was is he didn't want to get slept.
I'm an understanding guy.
He didn't want to get
I'm
slept.
I'm understanding. You know what he it didn't is? He didn't want to get slept. I'm a peace-loving warrior fighter.
He didn't want to get slept. That's what I've been looking at you for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I need to look at the fans. I need to look at my beloved fans.
There you go.
Listen, leave a comment down below if you agree that Ryan Garcia got slept. And if you don't, and if you think... He was paralyzed for 10 seconds and magically got up at 10 because his body said, oh, no more fight anymore. Let's flight and got up. Believe Mouse. Comment down if you thumbs up for Mouse.
I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, this is the thing. It's very easy. Sometimes I read what the comments that people are saying and it's so stupid. So stupid. Like, but I'm not going to respond to people because they're arguing with themselves, isn't it?
You could go back for 10 years if you could keep responding with them.
Yeah, exactly. So like it's not about how...
I'm stupid.
Literally go... You can just say everything you want, like when it's clear. I have an answer. But sometimes you have to just think about a little bit more than what my eyes are seeing. Do you get it? Let's not say, oh, you've never experienced a liver shot. Okay, cool. You've never experienced it. But he has. His body shut down.
I wouldn't have got
up. Do you know,
I would have ran
my ligament. I tore my ligament, right? And in the moment, the pain was so extreme. My body legitimately shut down, blood. I'm a big, heavy guy. And the way I did it was my whole body weight landing on one leg and just... Yeah? The pain was... I was lightheaded and I literally stopped. I saw a flash. No one knocked me in the head. It wasn't concussion. It wasn't CTE. It wasn't, an uppercut. It was just... My body shut down. After 10 seconds, I probably could have stood up. But I didn't have... No one was counting. Do you get me? I needed a moment, bruv. And it had nothing to do with getting hit. Or
I get
hit.
It.
My body refused to, and this is just a torn ligament where in them situations, their adrenaline, they kind of mask some things because you see them get up and carry on. I'm just talking about, for me, that I had no control. Do you get me? This is a kidney shot, a liver shot where he's used to it.
That's fair though. I understand that. That's fair. And I get that. I get the whole science behind it. There's moments where you just cannot move.
Yeah.
I get it.
Thanks.
But to me, it's very weird and strange that as soon as the ref said 10, he wasn't trying to beat it, man.
Listen,
he wasn't.
He's
no
on
way.
One knee. He's like,
because he shook
nodding,
his head.
He's nodding or whatever. Like, I've got this.
Look at the guilt. Himself. Look at the guilt he had in the post-fight interview and in the post-fight press conference.
But, do you know why?
I don't want to talk about
why?
It. I don't want to mention it.
No, but that's him saying, I don't want to make an excuse.
Yeah.
No, there is an excuse. I had a mole in my camp. Whatever. He's young. Remember, he's 24. Like you keep saying, he's just a kid. Okay, so he's going to come up with excuses because he wants to save face. But before that, in the moment, he's not met that level of adversity. So he's in mad pain. He doesn't know what's going on. His body's not experienced this before. And he's trying to beat the 10 count because he knows I've got till 10. 9, I don't know if he got up at the 10.
He got up at the 10. He got up at the 10. As soon as...
Yeah, it's true, actually. Because he
got to 7. I remember it. 7, 8. Yeah. He's at 8, 9. And then as soon as he got 10. Oh.
We good.
This is what my problem is. It's not the fact you're in pain, bro. I get knocked out to a body shot. I've seen it a million times in fights. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, but you're putting these two things
a body
together.
Shot is worse than getting hit in the head, bro.
Yeah.
You piss blood for long. You're in pain. Your broken ribs. Like this is. I get it.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why you got up as soon as he said 10, walked to your corner in. Like, I'm not saying that you didn't mask it. He must have been in
pain.
Do
you know what that's like saying? That's like saying. Let's say now I'm gonna run the 100 meter sprint, and I want to beat the record. I want to beat Usain Bolt's record. Mm-hmm. But I get 1 second less or a millisecond less. Why did you finish then? Why did you finish? Well, I tried to beat it, didn't I? I couldn't. So I still finished. I'm not going to stop. Be like, oh, it's 0.872 less.
That's,
so I'm
it doesn't make sense.
I'm going to, it's the same thing. You need to beat the count. You need to beat the count. I tried to beat the count. I was too late.
Because he's too slow.
Because his body was.
You're not faster than Usain Bolt.
He was compromised.
You're talking about a world record. You're not faster than Usain Bolt.
Man can't run.
You're faster than Fusain Bolt. When it comes to
food Sane fault.
You're looking at it at just time. You're looking at numbers right now.
Yeah.
You're running at speed. He physically isn't faster than Usain Bolt. He's physically in pain.
Not me. Let's say someone who's
a track
runner.
Faster than Usain Bolt.
But they try to be. So he's gonna try and beat it. But let's just say he's
tried to be faster than
the end.
Okay. I tried to hit harder than Deontay Wilder. Why did I stop? Because I'm not better stronger than him. I don't hit harder than him. If we mark the velocity of their punches,
this is the finish line. He hits the record this point here. So all he's got is this bit here. It's like a millisecond more. Nah, I should stop because I haven't beat it anymore. No, you're going to try, innit? You're going to try. Everybody loves a tryer.
What?
Come on, man.
What are you saying?
Bruv,
how are you comparing a race to him getting up at 10 and leaving?
Because he had 10 seconds. He
could have got
11.
Up at 9.5.
He got up. No, he needed 11. How about that? See it from the other
side.
He
needed 11.
He needed
11. But he should have got up at 9.5.
But he can't. He needed 11.
He could have got up and took another knee.
If he got up, his body was discombobulated. He wasn't ready. That's proving his point, isn't it? What I'm saying is he could not physically. Like, his body needed 11 seconds. Let's just say.
Why did he get up at 10?
Ref called 10.
Are you just saying that it's specifically down to his inability, the mental part of it. The word, man. The fight or flight, man. The instinct of him knowing the subconscious.
Of there no longer being a threat. That's one potential answer. The other one is, I need to recover. My body's not letting me recover. Maybe it is because when I get to 10, I know there's no threat of punishment, so I can get up now. It's cool. Or, and that one is a weaker option. You understand? That makes him mentally weaker. Yes, I agree. To an extent, it's not quit, but it's more like, okay, cool, you're good to go now because there's no threat. Second one is, his body did not let him move. He couldn't, like... He was winded. Let's just say he was winded, yeah? That's your word, because he wasn't winded. He was shut down. But that period of being winded to his ability to breathe needed 11 seconds, not 9.5, not 10. So to 11, I'm good to go. Oh, ref, I beg you, give me one more second.
But you're a fighter.
Of course not.
You're a fighter.
Okay, and he lost. That's why he lost, because he lost to the count.
But that's not my point. I get it. But my point is, if you want to be that guy...
You can't force your body to need fewer seconds to get up.
Tyson Fury was asleep against Deontay
Wilder. He had 12 seconds.
Undertaker and got up.
He had 12 seconds.
He got up. Where was his threat of being absolutely annihilated?
Okay,
detonated?
So that comes with what? With experience, firstly, in terms of in the ring, experience of actual pain and adversity, and... He hasn't got any of that. So he's left now. So next time he lands the same shot.
Wait. Or it could be he's just not a quitter.
Okay, it might be. It could be that. I'm not saying he's not a quitter. I'm just saying from both perspectives.
I don't want it to seem like I'm saying Ryan Garcia.
You're a hater. You're a hater because he's young and strong.
He'll batter me. I know it for a fact. If he hit me to a body shot, I would need 11,000 seconds to get up.
A long time.
I don't know how long that is. I need 365 days to recover after a body shot. It's fine. I'm not saying I can hack it with him or anything. I'm not hating. I rate him a lot. Yeah. I think he's sick. I like what he's done. I'm just saying in that moment, from watching boxing for a long time and watching a lot of fights and seeing how people work, He looked like he said no mass in there.
He may have. I'm not saying he didn't, but I am also saying, let's not just throw that, oh, he's a quitter, he took the knee, he's Kaepernick. Just give him the benefit of the doubt, because again,
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. It's just hard for me because it sounds stupid, but then, like you said, they want to save face.
Yeah.
Stay down for an extra couple of seconds and then get up. Don't get up on the 10 and walk to your corner. Moment, it looks really bad.
He's not thinking about, I
get it, but
he's
just
eager to either get back into it and try, or
no, he's eager to get out of there.
Maybe he's eager to get out.
Because if he was eager to get back and try, he would have got up at 9 3/4.
No, but he couldn't.
Like the Harry Potter train station.
9 3/4. Wow.
He would have got up at 9 3/4. And on that note,
stations. Yeah, he's trying to segue, but I can't.
Yeah, now I've got
speaking
one.
Of train
speaking
stations.
Of trains and a wrecking train ball.
Oh, trains of there, wrecking son. Ball.
We head over to the MMA quickly. Just because, there's not much to talk about him. He's just an absolute monster.
There is. We could speak for 5 minutes about him and that's enough. Because in the past 5 fights, he's only needed 5 minutes, or within 5 minutes, he's won. Come on, as in within the first minute of each fight, of each of these 5 fights.
He's crazy.
So that's 5 minutes worth of talking. That's all we can do. Sergey Pavlovich, please take a bow, you absolute monster. I was going to say dog, but that sounds like an insult. You absolute monster.
Monster among men. He's the Ivan Drago, the whatever. He's just scary, determined. He's just a big, powerful monster.
He is the actual boogeyman. The most boogie of men I've ever seen.
He's a boogie with a hoodie.
He's a boogie with this snooty. He's a legitimate boogeyman. Yeah? Because you think, okay, I can negate this because he just got power. I can move around. I can wrestle. Okay, well, he slept a wrestler within a minute.
Curtis Blaydes got destroyed. He got hit with a jab at one point. Got hit with a jab and then he just went downhill from there. He just discombobulated. And he just went down after a couple more shots and then it was just...
Just the punishment brutal. Didn't stop. Yeah. Punishment didn't stop. And he said, I could have done it sooner. He said, I could have done it sooner, but I didn't want to... How much sooner do you want to do it? Have some mercy on these guys. I'm dribbling. Have some mercy on these guys. Man said, I could have done it sooner. He wanted to do it in 10 seconds. What a beast.
He wanted
man.
To get out quicker
merciful
than Ryan.
Beast.
Did.
Yeah. He wanted him to outlast Ryan. But bro, I mean, guys, that was Sergey Pavlovich. I don't even know what second it was. It was under a minute. This is all we need to know. Was it under a minute? Pretty much.
It was under two for sure, I think. Regardless, it was a first round finish of Curtis Blaydes.
The fifth in a row of his first round finishes against top heavyweights.
Listen, just in the small time we've seen him in the cage, even in the Curtis Blaydes fight, I was like, he looks a bit slow, he looks a bit sluggish, he looks like you can beat him.
Yeah.
But he just hits you and you feel something you don't feel normally.
Crazy, man.
You feel like you need 11 seconds.
You're clever, innit? You're clever, innit?
No. I'm not clever. I'm just speaking facts. No, forget it. But listen.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be the case of that just power-punching guy. I think he's got a lot more to show us. And I think once he gets tested against the elites, he will prove it.
No, I see what you're saying. Who are the elites?
I mean, okay, one good matchup for him, a fun matchup, and I think he won't be able to do what he's done to everyone because of the ability to move his Ciryl Gane. I think the fight with Ciryl Gane will be a good fight because I don't anticipate it being much of a wrestling, grappling-centric fight.
Yeah,
I think it will be a lot more striking and Ciryl moves amazing. And then we'll get to see what Pavlovich is really about.
Again, so it's just striker on striker with limited wrestling.
Yeah, but then we get to see, you know...
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying.
Him in combinations, going to deep waters and whatnot.
Okay, potentially.
And then obviously then the main fight really and truly is John Jones.
John Jones doesn't want it, bro. John Jones doesn't want it. He's trying to say he's going to fight Stipe and leave. He wants to leave after Stipe because win, lose or draw, he can say, you know what, I don't have to face that guy. Do you get me?
It's scary. It's a risky fight. And he is the GOAT. John Jones is the GOAT. And he, you know... I wouldn't want to put him against Ngannou and Pavlovich. You know,
Ngannou is an easier one, a lot easier to call because he knows his wrestling was zero.
You can't say that though. Because we haven't seen enough of Sergey to be saying.
We haven't. You're right. But what I'm saying is his confident move up to heavyweight was confident because he was like, okay, so it's looking like this guy is gonna reign king. Your wrestling is zero. So what does that mean?
I think he beats Sergey. No,
you mean John Jones beats
Sergey? John Jones beats them all. I think he beats Sergey. I think he's elite. They are very unnecessarily risky fights.
That's exactly it. This is what I'm trying to say. When I say he doesn't want it, that's what I'm trying to say. It's a risky fight. It's not a draw. Who's Sergey Pavlovich? Like, okay, cool. The purists are going to want to see it. The hardcores are going to want to see it. But no one's going to be like, oh yeah, you know, John Jones, he's fighting again, you know, heavyweight. Even though he said he's only going to fight two, he's fighting again. Oh yeah, who's he fighting? Sergey Pavlovich. So he's serving me some dessert for, bruv. What is this? Who's this guy?
No, it's true.
Any reference? Pavlova?
Yeah.
A little meringue dessert.
No, but it's true. It's true. It's like, unless he builds up his name crazy and he blasts out Gon in one round.
Wow.
He blasts out, like, there's nowhere else really he can do it to.
It's a high risk, low reward fight for John Jones
right now. So it doesn't make sense. So, you know, he could easily retire even now and he's the GOAT.
Yeah.
But if he beats Stipe, then he's added extra cement to the cement.
Exactly.
You know?
It's true.
He's added Gouda cheese to the good.
There you go.
Because he's so good, he's going to be Gouda.
Oh, wow.
No, but jokes aside, it's just, I'd like to see it because it just make, if John beats him like and he makes it easy, it's like, bro, like what can you do again? Who can beat this guy? He's unstoppable.
Yeah, literally, bruv. It's mad.
But it's just unnecessarily risky and he doesn't need it.
Yeah.
Jones doesn't really.
I'm also not saying Jones loses, but I am saying, like I said, you know, like you said as well, it's just a very risky
Anything can
fight.
Happen.
It's a very risky fight and it's not the way that you want to go out now. You know, you don't want to go out on a loss, knockout potentially, to some relatively unknown guy who is absolutely incredible, but still relatively unknown.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Oh, he got found out. Shut up, he got found out. This guy's a pit bull, bruv. He just unleashed a Sasquatch. Do you get me?
He's very scary, man.
Yeah.
And he's very good, and I think there's more layers to him, and we're going to see that over the next couple of fights.
And he's Russian, so he's going to have some wrestling. He's going to have his wrestling somehow, innit?
Yeah.
Guys, I think that's all we can say.
It's been an eventful one today.
It's been a lot. I'm losing my voice, I believe. My mouth is mad dry. this has been episode 66, though, of the Sweet Science Podcast. I've been your boy, Fat Mouse.
I've been your boy, Cash, with a K and not a C, and no, I'm not a hater.
He's not a hater. He's just like, you know, oh, I wish I could do that. I wish I could take a liver shot.
Interesting. Guys,
don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Please do turn the bell notification on so you can be alerted, like the UK when there's an emergency, when we drop an episode. All right? If you want to be alerted, then drop a...
That would be lit if we could do that every week. Ruin everyone's lives.
How did it sound? I didn't even hear mine.
Messed up.
Serious. Switch mine off.
I can't remember what I was doing.
I know what you was doing.
I was on OF, I think it was.
He was filming his toes for his fans. And you like the hair? You like the tuft of hair on my toe?
Disgusting. No, I was actually on OF. No, I'm joking. No. I can't remember what I was doing. I was watching something. I was scrolling through TikTok or Instagram. And I was like,
mad.
What is going on, bro? It was like madness, bro. And then I could hear my whole road.
No way. Just everybody.
Well, like, I could hear the whole
this
road.
This is carnage, bruv.
So mine stopped before everyone else. I don't know how.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't know. I don't know why it stopped or whatever. Maybe I turned it off. I can't remember, but I could hear. Maybe it was the vibration of everyone else's. And it was echoing. I could hear the whole road. Everyone's basically on iPhone.
Apocalypse, bruv.
It was scary.
Is it only iPhones? No, it was on Android as well. It's got to be for everybody.
Okay, so it must have been all phones. Yeah.
Imagine that, though.
I could hear it through my
house. What I want to know is how they did that. How did they do that to our phone?
But that's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying.
They have mad
They've
control,
They've got access
bro.
Over everything. So when you're control. Out there.
So when you're filming your toes, blood, they know what you're doing.
Ladies and gents, when you're sending nudes, just know
everybody's seeing them. Before
you're not sending them just
them.
On Snap, and they're going.
You are not.
They're getting sent into oblivion.
There's moderators. There's the FBI, the MI5, the M6I.
Rishi Sunak's looking at your breasts.
Institutional racism. You get me? It's mad. But yeah, just get a Nokia 3310, man. You get me?
No fun in that.
It's true. Send Bob.
I wanna send my toes to people.
There we go. Only toes.
My toes make me morning.
Guys.
How do you think I fund this podcast?
He's the toe man.
Toeminsterman. I stop, man. This is going.
It's been episode 66 of the Sweet Science Podcast. I've been Fat Mouse. It's been Cash with a K, not a C.
Subscribe.
Subscribe, like, comment.
To my OnlyFans.
To his OnlyFans. It's a bit of a mad one, though.
That sounded dang.
And it did. It was ASMR. And protect yourselves at all times. And anywhere below here is fine. Oh.
Damn,
anywhere above here. No, is it why I say you must obey?
They say that before. They come together.
I know.
Anyway.
In the dressing room, you heard what I said when I told you what I said about not hitting him under the belt. So just cover your hands at all times.
Cover your hands. Wrap your hands.
Wrap them. All right, guys. We're out, man.
Hi, guys. It's Cash with a K. Not C. Oh, from the Sweet Science Podcast. I'm moving around on the chair. I just wanted to say thank you for watching the video. If you liked, make sure to comment, like, subscribe. This is the channel. He's the man. We've been the Sweet Science Podcast.